Heavy-duty trucks are increasingly involved in fatal road accidents in Cameroon. In today's viewpoint, Calvin Bunda says as the accidents are largely blamed on the human factor and the state of the vehicles, those in charge of ensuring road safety in the country have to be called upon to effectively perform their duties, thereby checking gross violations of laid-down regulations.
The number of deaths in accidents involving heavy-duty trucks within the last 3 months in Cameroon is simply alarming. In just 3 weeks, 5 ghastly accidents have occurred as a result of the unruly attitude of some truck drivers. A few days ago, a collision between a 70-seater bus and a truck left 2 people dead and over 40 injured at Bangang, near Mbuda in Bambutu's division. In the early hours of October the 17th at Don Bosco in the Mimboman neighborhood in Yaoundé, the brakes of a heavy-duty truck failed and the container it was transporting came out, killing 2 people on board, 2 vehicles that were crushed. A day before in Douala, a similar incident occurred in the evening at the Ndokoti roundabout, leaving 2 people dead and 1 passerby injured. A week earlier, that is on the 9th of October, a serious accident occurred along the Mbalmayo-Sangmelima route at Kombe, a village in the Jan Lobo division, following a head-on collision between a heavy-duty truck and a mini public transport bus, leading to the death of 15 people and a number of cases of severe injuries. Preliminary investigations blamed the accident on reckless driving, overspeeding and loss of control. There is also the case of the 20-year-old commercial motorbike rider who lost his life in the Ala neighborhood in Yaoundé at the start of the month of October after colliding with a poorly stationed heavy-duty truck. In the face of these accidents involving heavy-duty trucks, especially the cases in the heart of the capital city, questions are being asked about what has become of the law restricting the circulation of heavy-duty trucks. Questions are also being asked about the roadworthiness of many of these death traps on our roads, the manner in which certain goods like containers and timber are transported, as well as the skills of the drivers, some of whom are very young. Unfortunately, such questions are often asked only after lives have been lost. Generally, when fatal accidents like some of those that we have cited occur, the authorities rush to the scene to get first-hand information and extend sympathy and also offer assistance, and thereafter sanctions are meted out in cases where responsibilities are clearly established. Intriguingly, once the dust settles, some drivers and vehicle owners cease to pay attention to those vital issues that may cause road accidents. Against such a backdrop of negligence, those in charge of ensuring road safety must not wait until a fatal accident occurs before they try to enforce the law, as if they are some kind of eye servants. As a matter of fact, existing legislation is adequate enough to curb road accidents. The forces of law and order and road safety agents have to understand that prevention is better than cure, and that any life lost in an accident in Cameroon is one too many.
Kelvin Bunda, station manager of the Adamawa Regional Station of the CRTV, editorialist.